Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have 11:30 agenda item that we're starting promptly at 11:42, meeting with White Cloud Communications to discuss tower installation at the landfill. So Dave, you want to kind of start this off, what the idea is and the concept?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I guess about probably a month, maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, White Cloud approached the landfill county to inquire if we would be interested in entertaining the idea of a news cell tower, or I guess communications tower at the landfill. So we met, White Cloud Communications presented some ideas to me in terms of, I believe, if White Cloud builds a tower there, they're going to bring in fiber communications, potentially backup power to the tower. And if so, it would have some benefit to the landfill as well. So yeah, with that, maybe I'll just let Jerry and Joe kind of pitch maybe the same idea you pitched to me.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the thanks for having us. Sorry we're a little bit late. We had lots of traffic coming in here. We usually try to be very prompt. So White Cloud Communications is a 40-year-old company. We have just right at 100 of our own towers across southern Idaho and northern Nevada. We have a BEAD grant that we're just are signing to bring high-speed internet to large areas of Canyon and Ada County. And so that's the location you have for at Pickles Butte is would be good for us for the coverage. We just finished, actually, we just stacked a tower for near Melba yesterday. Actually, it went up. Part of a grant that we're doing to cover for high-speed internet for and broadband fiber and wireless internet for all of Waiheke County. So this is a second grant that is actually we'll be signing it on the 30th, but it's to cover right at 6,000 unserved customers in the marketplace. So that would be a great spot if we can. We would bring fiber to the location and put, you know, what we would propose is put in a tower that's, if it's similar to everything else we do, about 195-foot tower instead of the small tower that's there to replace it. And it'd be an amenity. So if we're state and local government for the fire and police entities. Anyway, so we have a long history of doing that. We've built a lot of 911 centers. We have White Cloud has managed the Idaho National Labs. We're in our 16th year of managing the communications at the INL. So we're skilled at this. We've been doing it a long time, and so anyway, not new to doing this kind of thing.
Okay.
So I guess you talked about fiber. Where would the fiber come from, and how would we be able to get the fiber?
Yes. So the deal with where your Pickles Butte is located is actually above another area to the south. We got to take fiber down into the canyon
as part of the BEAD projects down there in Canyon County. So basically, we would come from the east up the road all the way to your location,
hit the tower at your location, and then we need to travel directly south down off the edge of the canyon edge and down in some houses on the north side of the river down there. So it lays right in the perfect spot. It incorporates into our Melba area over there, what they call the Conda Towers, the one Joe's referring down there by Melba by the river right now. So we got all the fiber into Murphy, Bruno, Grandview. We'll be putting fiber in the whole Melba area. Canyon County is slated for our high-speed wireless, which is what we call our Torana product line, which then will go on up into the Emmett, the Payettes. We've got to go all the way up to Weezer. So pretty much anything from 10 mile west we've got to cover as part of our grant project. So we will we'll be coming from multiple angles on this project. Your area for the county in Canyon County is slated for 14 tower locations is what we put in Canyon County. We're going to try to repurpose existing assets already in the area. So we're not building a bunch of new stuff, but repurposing things that are out there. This tower you have up at Pickles Butte, it basically a new tower would go up, a new building would go in, new power would go in, everything to facilitate it. And talking with your staff out there, I mean, sounds like there was potentially you may think about putting a methane plant out there too that generates some power. We are connected in with Idaho Power on the bench for those type of what they call layer two circuits. We do them for a lot of windmills, solar farms, hydro projects down in Twin Falls area and stuff. So if you guys decided to go that way, you would be ahead of the game. The resources would be up there at the Butte already.
Chairman? I have a number of questions, and so what I'm hearing that the proposal to bring fiber and the tower and the building and everything else, the connectivity, the backup power, that's in exchange for the ground that you'll occupy? Is there a cost to the county? How does that work?
We do, there was, we just grant funding for this. It's federal funding, but it's also cloud as a match, so we would bring it up at no cost.
Okay.
And the asset that we would put up would be available to you, the tower for your state government, and the fiber for if you do some kind of a methane plant there, it'd be available for that also.
Yeah. And then Chairman, go ahead.
Mr. Bambi, to answer part of your question too, we would have to negotiate a lease agreement.
Right. That was where I was going next.
Footprint of what the tower took up.
Mm-hmm.
So then we would just have like a, because currently we have a lease agreement with Speedy Quick for that footprint.
That was my next question.
We would have to partner with them. Maybe they would want to partner with White Cloud. We have tried to reach out to Speedy Quick at this point, but have not received call back. But we do currently have a lease with them, so we would have to look at whether we wanted to, that's the word I'm looking for, Aaron, to terminate that lease and then sign a different lease with White Cloud if we so choose to go that route.
Chairman, if I can ask a question and follow up then. Is White Cloud proposing to utilize the tower that's already there? It sounds like you're wanting to build a bigger
But that's an aged tower that needs a bunch of work, and it's not of the size that would work for what we have in mind.
So our best bet from the county would be to lease a whole new area near that, or get rid of that, tear that one down.
I'm trying to reach out to David Blood over at the other company because we share resources with other internet companies like ourselves, and Joe and I have talked to him before. We've never had no issues with him, and I was going to propose, let us build a new tower, new asset, everything. We go on it, you go on it. County's getting, you know, double the rent on it. But like I said, he hasn't returned anyone's phone calls.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I think the idea is to tear down the current tower and building, because it's, as Chris will say, it's a Black Widow
habitat.
It's pretty old. It's been shot up. All that would come down, and the new tower would be built right in the same location.
Yeah. And what's the footprint? How much acreage or square footage are you talking about?
We need about a 25 by 25 square area.
Okay.
I put the path, the tower, and everything.
Yeah.
So, What I would say is I think that we would be in favor of proceeding. We're going to need to look at our Speedy Quick contract and mm-hmm. what that lease is on their property and if there's any non-competes. And I think on the surface that we're interested. We're very interested in doing that. We just need to do a little of our backwards research and be sure that we know where we're at. I think I'm interested in proceeding and probably meet again with more specificity. I guess I would put out, in lieu of having a property lease, that we probably have the consideration of a substantial connection with the fiber, whether it's a T1 or whatever it is, because we could have quite a few resources that would be advantageous to being on that hill, whether it's police radio relay or whatever that happens to be. So we'd need to have a fairly good throughput on the fiber to do those. But to me, it makes logical sense to entertain your proposal. Yeah.
I agree with you, Chairman, and I would anticipate the parks would want to jump on that where they're in proximity out there as well, and potentially the gun range, all that. So
It seems to be a win-win for everyone. Yeah.
And Wake Cloud will own, operate the tower.
Right.
The tower.
Yep.
We don't, the county, just to be clear, we're not doing anything with the tower.
We
would just lease it.
We may or may not. I'm not going to preclude that. 195 feet, we wouldn't have to be clear up there, but we may want to do some kind of repeater for the police radio or the fire.
Okay, part of the lease agreement, like our current lease agreement, we have access to the tower
right.
and stuff on.
Yeah, I just want that out in the open.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that with the local agencies where we deal with them.
Sure.
Like CIRCOM down in the Magic Valley, they're on our towers. We're
yep.
used to doing those type of things because we just deal with those agencies. One thing we do got, you know, besides our internet stuff, and we're putting us in Owyhee County, is we do got a Kenwood wide area system. A lot of public utilities, transportation departments love
right.
our system.
Right.
Because you could potentially, if we put a repeater set up at that tower, you could drive clear to Salt Lake City and talk back to your people out at the landfill. You could be anywhere in the valley and communicate. I know the landfill currently runs on radios we help them with and stuff. So, I mean, there might be an exchange there where
right.
we can change that repeater out for the landfill. One of those systems there. I mean, sitting here right now, he could key up and talk to staff out there. He could be
in Ontario, Oregon. You guys put in on the tower now.
Yeah, this one is just
staff
in
Boise, right?
Wide area, though. It goes a long way. Elko, Nevada, you could be down there talking back up here.
Okay. All right. So, are we good?
I think it's a great idea. And then Aaron, that his job would be, I guess, we would have an MOU. We have an MOU with, I think it's 911's dispatch on a tower. That's Christine's in charge of. I'm not sure. But, yep, all those details, I want to move forward.
How fast do you guys need to move ahead?
Well, the grant that we're working on, we're supposed to actually sign the contract on the 30th.
Of this month?
Yes. That doesn't mean, that's just the beginning of it.
All right.
It's in the planning stages. That's just an excellent spot for this type of an asset,
mm-hmm.
for you and for us. And it, there's the old tower is, it really needs to be changed. We will, I think that we should try to go find David Blood at Speedy Quick and try to, you know, just work out something that fits him too.
Right.
We're not here to hurt anyone. We're here to just make everything better. And
yeah.
So we will.
Okay.
With your permission, I'd like to try to do that to make that all fit together.
See,
no problem.
Go through all the planning and zoning process.
Yeah. You'll probably see us in here a lot for towers. And to bring it up, I mean, if you as a commissioners know of any other assets in your county that could help facilitate this. Like I said, we got to cover your whole county for,
right.
I think there's 4,500 residents we got to cover just in your county. We're coming here in a big presence to Canyon County. I mean,
and the grant is BEAD money?
It's BEAD dollars. It's federal dollars.
Okay. All right.
And Kyle, just a ancillary question, but no impact to us. our, the grant fund receiver. We don't have, okay. Yeah. Well, and I wasn't specifically talking about the cost. I was talking about sometimes you have to do different things if we're the benefactors of federal funding, but that's the trail I was on.
Oh, and that's where like the lease was set up where they're, you know, with White Cloud.
Yeah.
Do that, and that would probably be something.
Okay.
So we, in theory, at this point, we should be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
I think we're at a place that it's the eye wink, and we can let the lawyers mess with the MOUs.
Okay. So I think at this point, my thought was, is we get a, we work this out, see what Speedy Quick wants to do. Once we solidify maybe a lease agreement, then that would allow you guys to move forward with moving through the planning and zoning process.
Yep.
So we'll
yep. Absolutely.
On that lease agreement first.
So we just finished going through that for the condo tower that we did on the Napa Highway District's property. So we're familiar with that too.
Perfect. Yeah.
Finished it. And
awesome.
Tower up.
Yeah.
Potentially, it's a smoother avenue to negotiate with Speedy Quick and do a replacement issue land use wise on the existing tower for the upgraded tower rather than a complete new application on a new tower. So you'll have to work with DSD to get
thinking it out too, is, you know, you got kind of an old tower, old building right now. It makes sense if he got a new tower, new facility for him too, you know, you shared the resources there.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We good?
Sorry,
yes.
One of the things you mentioned, Dave, was a royalties collection possibly. Does anybody want to address that at this point?
Well, the kind of facility that we're talking about building, it could be attractive to a carrier, a cell carrier, or to a lot of uses. We do not have anything in our back pocket in that way. I think it could be, that could be a future item. And if that's the case, then we'd sure share revenue with the county on what happened there.
That's if a carrier came in and...
Yeah. The carriers are really hard to get on towers. We have 100 towers and we have no carriers on any of them. This is a great location, so perhaps, but we're not saying that we're going to bring a carrier. But we'll sure try.
So we'll look at that within the MOU.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments?
I do have a copy of the initial of the lease, which talks about the payments by Speedy Quick and I think one other agency. This was from 2016. It is renewable. That the tenant has the right to extend the lease for 10 successive one-year terms on the same terms and conditions. So I don't think we're going to run into any problems because I think this started in 2016.
Right.
So I think there's a 30-day.
And there could be. I haven't quite got.
Okay.
On 30-day written notice by landlord, if tenant fails to cure default payment, and so
okay.
We'll all have that together for the board.
All right. So I make a motion that the board makes a position that we are in favor of letting this proceed through the procedures that are set forth. And at this point, we think that it's a positive thing for Canyon County, and we'll let it go through the means at which it needs to go.
Yep, I second that motion.
All right. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is that it?
All right.
We're good. I make a motion. We adjourn. You bet. Thanks. Yeah.
I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.